It's been a week now since the federal government named a South Australian cattle station as the preferred site for its nuclear waste dump. Last night, the first public meeting since the announcement was held in the nearby town of Hawker, and it was at times a fiery event. Government representatives faced a barrage of questions from people opposing the proposal, including several traditional owners who say important cultural sites will be put at risk. It's the start of an extended consultation period, but some locals are concerned that the waste facility is already a done deal, despite government assurances to the contrary. Our reporter Natalie Whiting attended the meeting and filed this report from Hawker.
More than 100 people packed into Hawker's community hall last night. The small town in the central Flinders Ranges only has a population of about 300.
It's a fairly important issue for us to be discussing. It's not a soapbox forum. There will be a question and answer.
But people's concerns and emotions soon spilled over. From a short list of six sites across the country, Wallabadina Station near Hawker has been singled out. Australia needs a facility for low and intermediate level waste, much of it from nuclear medicine. This meeting is the start of what's set to be an extensive consultation period. John Gill's property borders the site.
It's only a small property. We bought it 4 years ago and we didn't expect this to happen. I think we're getting the wool pulled over our eyes big time. I reckon it's set in concrete now. Worst luck.
Bruce Wilson from the Department of Industry, Innovation and Science says that's not the case.
If we can't get broad community support and meet all the regulatory and other requirements that we need to, then the site won't proceed here.
During the meeting, he was questioned about what level of support will be required.
In making a decision to take it forward into this phase, the Minister accepted there was a broad support in this community. The community survey indicated 65%. Now, I would think that the Minister will need at least that, if not more, for a final siting decision.
The department is going to set up an office in Hawker and is calling for applications from locals for a community committee. As part of the consultation, an independent Aboriginal heritage survey will also be conducted. There's strong opposition to the dump from some traditional owners. Adnyamutna elder Enos Marsh held a sign protesting against nuclear waste as she stood in front of the meeting to welcome everyone.
Now, the mudra, the dream time that runs through there, is very strong, and the ngutana is the creation. And we are the owners of the creation of that land, and that story belongs to my people.
Local federal member Rowan Ramsey says he is concerned about the friction the debate is causing in the community.
There is a lot of support in this community for this facility, which is why it's gone through to the next round. But, you know, it's not unanimous and the voices that all need to be heard.
The community will receive a $2 million fund from the Commonwealth, regardless of whether the facility is built here or not, as compensation for the upheaval.
Natalie Whiting reporting there from Hawker in South Australia.